Office Wife. The story of the girl who married her boss and of the girl who took over. And now, Marcia Pilgrim continues the story of Office Wife.
Uncle Tresidder arrived back from the island this morning absolutely tired out, poor dear. He'd been traveling all night. He made the trip to see Jeff, to see if he couldn't persuade him to return to the firm. But the moment Uncle Tresidder arrived, who did he run into but Stella Bronson? Stella's story was something about being sent after Jeff by Benny Puller to get his signature on a contract. Uncle Tresidder was so furious that he turned round and came straight home again, without even seeing Jeff. He wants me to cut adrift from my husband altogether. But I'm not doing anything of the kind. This time, I'm going to Daybreak Island. As if I hadn't been such a little coward, I'd have gone in the first place.
Marcia, I absolutely forbid you to go chasing after your husband. How could you contemplate such a thing? Isn't that Bronson girl up there?
But what she said may have been true. She may have been sent to get a contract from him, just as she said.
It was too much for me, Marcia. Jeff didn't even tell you where he was going. Refused to tell you point blank, in fact. Yet this Bronson girl knew where to find him all the time. There's nothing more to be said. All you can do now is examine your legal position and hope Pilgrim does the gentlemanly thing.
Uncle Tresidder, I'm my own boss, and if I want to go to the islands, you can't stop me. Oh, please, darling, don't let's quarrel about it.
If you go near your husband, Marcia, you'll be going against my express wishes. I feel very strongly about it, and I expect you to do as I say.
I don't want to go against you.
Then don't.
But please understand, I'm only trying to make up for being such an awful fool in the past. Oh, please, Uncle Tresidder. Just suppose that this time you're completely and utterly wrong. Isn't it possible?
It's possible, Marcia, but most unlikely.
Let me go, then. I want to go so terribly much.
Well, why didn't you go in the first place instead of hounding me?
Because I didn't expect to hear that Stella Bronson was at the island, too.
Well, confound it all, girl. I'm too tired to argue with you now. Let me get a few hours' sleep, and then I'll pay a call on Benny Puller. And according to what he says, you can go to your husband or stay here. Is that a bargain?
Well, no, I suppose so. I shouldn't be worrying the life out of you now, should I? I'll help Aunt Harriet with your breakfast and then tuck you in. All right?
That's more like it. If you'd really like to do something for me, fix a good strong whiskey and soda.
Ask Mr. Bendigo to come in right away, will you, Miss Matthews? Lay 501, I know what Bendigo's after. Oh, afternoon, Bendigo. How's your golf? Feel like another 18 holes someday?
Nothing I like better. When you see my new approach shots, you won't know 'em.
If they're anything like your old approach shots, I don't want to. What can I do for you?
I've just come back from that island with a ridiculous name. Daybreak or whatever it is.
You have? I can't picture you sporting on a coral strand, Bendigo. Or did you go up for some fishing?
Neither. I went up to see Jeff Pilgrim.
Is that so? How is he?
He's fine, as far as I know. Let's get on to cases, Benny. You've signed him up for 3 years, right?
Any objection?
None whatever.
And what's on your mind?
I want to know what the Bronson girl was doing up there, too.
Who's she working for, you or me?
Now, look here, Benny. This is not a business matter. It's personal. Jeff Pilgrim's married to my niece.
Okay, I sent her north to get Pilgrim's name and a contract. And I got it.
Nothing more?
Now, see here, Tresidder. What do you take me for? Do you think I paid that girl 18 quid a week to lie in the sun?
Since when have you been sending a glorified hostess around to sign up your executives?
I could tell you to mind your own blinked business, but I won't. I sent Bronson because I considered she'd have the best chance of swinging Pilgrim my way. And I was right.
Huh. So she told the truth for once.
When did you ever catch her out on a lie? Trouble with you, Bendigo, you let that niece of yours affect your good judgment.
Now you're stepping out of line.
It's about my turn, isn't it? Anyone but you, I've ordered out of my office. I know what's all behind this as well as you do. But for mine, it's a confounded pity you don't let Marcia fight her own battles.
Well, I guess that's up to me, isn't it?
There's no one else.
How long's the Bronson girl staying at the island?
Miss Matthews, what time did Miss Bronson's plane leave Daybreak Island? 8:45 this morning. Thank you. She'll be back tonight. Is that your answer, Tresidor?
I think so. Thank you. No hard feelings, Benny.
Not for mine. But there will be if you try to break Pilgrim's contract. I wouldn't like that, Tresidor. Because if you're dead, I'd be looking about for someone else to play golf with. Someone with a better approach shot. You get me?
Hello, Marcia, darling. Sweet of you to come round, Pet. Wait till I get a face on and we'll beat off somewhere for a drink. What say?
Love one. Curacios?
Good enough.
What's cooking?
I'm leaving for Daybreak Island tonight. 7:30.
No. Darling, I'll be lost without you. Can I come too?
Well...
Oh, but I must come. I can just picture it. Hordes and hordes of simply adorable men, all brown and unattached.
Actually, I'm going up to see Jeff.
Oh?
Don't say oh like that. I've been an absolute idiot in the past, and it's up to me to go at least halfway to patch things up.
I'd say charging 1,500 miles on an all-night plane was going rather more than halfway, darling.
I don't care. Uncle Tressider was all against it at first, but when he talked to Benny Puller about Stella...
Do you mean to say you're still tangled up with that female?
That's where I'm going. Oh. She's been up at the island, too.
Well, I'll be hanged.
But she only went to see Jeff on business.
Oh.
She did, Angela. We know all about it.
Won't you be a loving little threesome? You, Jeff, and Stella Bronson.
She's not there now. She left this morning. Oh, please, Angela, don't be silly.
All I can say is, Marcia, you're being a thorough little fool.
Why am I?
Because... Oh, what's the use? I might as well save my precious wisdom. It's wasted on you, darling. Anyway, what business did Bronson have with Jeffrey among the coral reefs and the palms? Apart from the obvious.
He's signed a contract to work for Benny Puller.
Won't that be nice for Stella? Marcia, darling, do as I say. Stay in town and brush that husband of yours completely off. Can't you see the writing on the wall?
No, I can't. Sometimes, Angela, I think nothing would please you more than to see me divorce Jeff. Why? Why should you be so anxious?
Oh, really, Pet, don't be so cretinous. All I want is you to be happy. And it infuriates me to see you putting the wrong foot forward all the time.
I'm not so sure. Isn't it just possible that you'd like to see everyone else's marriage go the same way as yours? All three of them.
I don't even have to answer that. I thought we were friends.
Oh, I'm sorry, Angela. I didn't mean that, really.
Oh, never mind, Pet. Hello, there's the afternoon paper. Chat's early for once. I don't know why I keep buying newspapers. Look. Front page headlines. Sugar Daddy found in love nest while blizzard grips city. Three found dead. Dollar shortage strangles trade. Cyclone moving northwest towards northern coast. Gale warning to shipping. Here. Here you are. Have a look while I adjust my eyebrows.
Cyclone, did you say?
Mm-hmm. Why? I couldn't care less.
I'm just wondering what the weather will be like at the island, that's all.
The weather at Daybreak Island is always perfect. Haven't you read the posters? Come along, I'm parched. Curassi, as you said, didn't you?
Well, goodbye, Marcia. I wish you luck, girl.
Oh, won't you wait till the plane goes?
Well, if you don't mind, I'm overdue in town already. Telephone me when you arrive.
I will. Goodbye, Uncle Chesterton.
Attention all passengers on flights 9, 41, and 87. Attention all passengers on flights 9, 41, and 87. Passengers on flights north of Port McLaughlin for Seacliff, Masters Bay, and Daybreak Island are warned that those flights are cancelled till further notice. A cyclone is sweeping the north coast, and passengers on flights 9, 41, and 87...
Oh, but I'm interested. That means I can't go. Oh, how infuriating. The weather's perfect.
Not up north it isn't, my dear. Oh, just a minute. I'll make some inquiries. Doesn't look as though you'll be leaving tonight.
Oh, but if there's a cyclone sweeping the island... Oh, good heavens, Uncle Chesterton. I hope Jeff's all right. Would happen. Just when I thought everything might come right, this has to happen. A cyclone. Oh, but I shouldn't be thinking about myself. People have been killed and drowned in the islands. Just suppose Jeff was out fishing or something. Oh, if anything's happened to Jeff, I think I'd die.
We invite you to listen to further episodes of Office Wife, written by L.J. Hardy, a Donovan Joyce production.